Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
It's hard to condone lying to your spouse, but maybe that's the best thing.
Yeah, in some situations, maybe that is the case.
Okay, Stacy, what's going on?
I'm trying to decide if I should help my daughter lie to her dad so that she can go on a spring break.
Oh.
Yeah. My husband is kind of an old-fashioned kind of dude, and he's really overprotective about everything when it comes to his little girl. And honestly, it's really sexist. You know, he has very different rules for our teenage son. So spring break is coming up, and our daughter, who is 17, she asked if she could go with a group of friends to her best friend's cabin. And every one of her friend's parents gave them, you know, the okay. But the moment she asked my husband, he said, absolutely not. He said, I know what boys your age are thinking. And she left the conversation in tears. My husband is the kind of dad that never allowed her to sleep over at someone's house. They had to spend the night at our house. He wouldn't let her wear any kind of makeup or certain clothes or go on a date until she was 16. And now she's 17. And he still won't let her wear bikinis.
Well, I've seen some of the bikinis lately. I might second that.
Well, you know, within reason, I know. I'm not talking about string bikinis. Within reason. But, and I know he's strict because he loves her more than anything. You know, it's really sweet. She's daddy's little girl to him. But I'm honestly just worried because I'm the product of a very strict family. My parents were very, very strict. And I rebelled against them, and I ended up lying and, you know, keeping things from them when I was growing up. And I wouldn't tell my parents anything about where I was. And looking back now, I wish that things could have been different. And I love my daughter, but, you know, I love that she is so honest with me. We have a very open relationship. She does not keep things from me. And she told me that her boyfriend would be at the cabin, and I never want her to keep anything from me. I want her to know that, you know, she can always come to me. And she honestly is such a good kid. She's an honor student. She's a great athlete. So we have no reason not to trust her. And some of her friends are even going to Mexico without parents. And for us to not let her go to a cabin for a couple of nights, that's kind of crazy to me.
So what if your son was going to do something like this? Would he allow that? Is that the double standard?
Yeah, absolutely. If our son asked, he would ask, my husband would say yes in a heartbeat. So I've just always gone along with all these rules that my husband has. And honestly, she's never put up a fight. But I'm wondering if I'm teaching my daughter that the man is always in control. So would it be the worst thing in the world for me to lie to my husband and just look the other way and let her go to the cabin?
What would you tell him?
We'd have to tell him that it would be an adult supervised, no boys allowed weekend, and she could never tell her dad that I knew about this. And if she got caught, she'd be on her own, and I would pretend I would know nothing. My husband would obviously be curious, but again, she's never given us any reason not to trust her. And so, I don't know, I just want her to enjoy her spring break in her senior year. Then, on the other hand, am I teaching her that it's okay to go behind someone's back and lie? Or will this just be the little white lie that we told her dad and then laugh about it when she's older?
I just hate the idea of lying to anybody. If you're going to do it, you should do it, you know, but maybe that's the only way to get it done. We'll see what people have to say. LaShonda in St. Paul, what do you do? Do you let your daughter go? Do you lie to the dad? What's the story?
Okay. I would let my daughter go flat out. And the only reason why I would let my daughter go is because the double standard is definitely annoying when you're a parent of teenagers and one's a girl and one's a boy. You can't sit there and say it's okay for a boy to go that's the same age and just, you know, throw it under the rug and act like it's not a big deal. You can't sit there and tell your daughter it's okay for a man to tell her she can and cannot do something just because she's a girl. If you have two teenagers or more than two teenagers, and if you allow your son to do it and your husband's allowing it to do it, why is it okay for your daughter not to go? She was open. She was honest.
Yeah.
Her feelings are hurt. She doesn't get to do her spring break the way everybody else does. Is that fair?
Yeah, it was definitely not fair. No, but how do you go about it, right? Do you lie? Because dad's not going to be okay with this.
No. And do you just say, she's doing it? I don't know how that would end.
Christy, you're in Minneapolis. Does she just overrule dad and say, no, she's going, and here's what's happening. Get used to it.
Yeah, 100% overrule. You don't lie to him, but you blatantly say, nope, she gets to do this. When I was that age, my parents actually let me do things like that. And I'm going to tell you, we didn't do anything crazy. We were having a blast. I think the key is making sure that they're being safe. So, like, if she does need protection, make sure she has that available and make sure she knows that if something happens, she can call you and you can come pick her up.
Oh, yeah. And you got, at what point do you trust your kid?
Right? And she's 17.
I mean, you got to hope that you've done a good job raising them, that they're going to make good choices,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, my parents never let me do anything, and look how I turned out.
Well, and they knew better.
Oh, yeah.
And they were right.
Yeah, they were. Big time.
They knew. Hey! They knew. No, they knew.
No!
Yes, yes. Dana is in Forest Lake. How do you handle this?
I say that the wife has to confront the husband and say, listen, this is a marriage. We both have choices, and I choose that she gets to go. And you show your daughter that you'll stand up for her. I mean, it's not just the guy gets to make decisions, that, you know, it's equal. And she's been a good kid, so have faith in her. Have faith in what you've done so far. You trained her, you raised her, you educated her. She'll be just fine. When we were kids, we went and did things, and nothing bad happened.
Hmm. Until it does.
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's true. Anything can happen, but anything could happen if she was just at home.
Why is the father the rule maker? Time to stand up for your daughter.
No, it's like it's not the old days.
Agreed. Overrule dad. Overrule.
I mean, here's the thing. It is scary to be a parent. We're not parents, Ryan, so I can't speak on it, but that's the problem is she stands up, she tells him what's what, lets the girl go, and then, oops, she's pregnant. Or, oops, something else happens. Obviously, that's a big stretch, but it can happen.
Ashley is in River Falls. Do you lie to dad so he doesn't have to worry about it? What do you do?
Absolutely not. I work in children's mental health, and I think what he's doing is less about trusting her and more about knowing like what it's like to be a girl in today's society. And so having her dress modestly, things like that, is kind of keeping her out of potentially really bad situations. Like the overnights, for example, having them come to her house, he's absolutely protecting her from things that could absolutely go wrong. So I think that this idea, the majority of teenagers don't go on a spring break with their friends anyway. So I'm sure that when she's in college, she'll get over it.
Well, we hope so, right? Yeah. Okay. Or she'll just rebel and everything's going to go to hell in a hurry.
That's true. What I'd be worried about a little bit. Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't like the idea of lying to dad.
I don't either.
I do kind of like the idea of overruling him and saying, we've got to learn to trust her. We've got to hope that we raised a good girl, that she's going to do the right thing. She's going to advocate for herself and stand up and know those boundaries. We got to hope because next year she's in college and she's beyond our control.
Right. She's on her own. So at least if she does this, you know where she is, you know who she's with. And you are truly just a phone call away.
Yep.
And she knows no matter what, even if she did do something wrong, she can call you. I think you need to do that.
All right. Well, see how it goes, Stacey. I know this is coming up here real quick. So enjoy having that talk.
Oh, man.
Oh, he is not going to be happy, but maybe, I don't know. Oh, geez. Oh, I do not. This is the second time this morning I've said I do not look forward to having teenagers.
Oh, and I can't wait.
Well, and we can always circle back to this when Dusty does want to do a party or some weird
and
thing
I'm like
that.
No!
And she's like, no, we'll go. Well, no, weren't you the same Des who said you got to let them, you know, do their own thing, make their own mistakes?
Remember when you were sneaking Chad into your bedroom?
Not into my bedroom. I would sneak into his.
Oh, yeah, because your mom was right to never let you leave.
Oh, man.